on Oversight on Friday, November 2nd, 2018 at 5:03 p.m. in room 420 on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into the second item of business, roll call.
Senator Alvarez?
Present.
Senator Collins?
Present.
Senator File?
Absence excused.
Senator Graham?
Present.
Senator Hughes?
Present.
Speaker Martinez?
Absence excused.
Senator Mata?
Present.
Senator McKinney?
Present.
Moving into the third item of business, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? President Jackson?
When would you like to have a discussion? Is there a place on the agenda for us?
Yeah, we have an agenda for discussion of elections data under new business, so I think it'd be appropriate to talk about then.
Excellent. Just want to make sure. Thank you.
Yes. Moving into the fourth item of business, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from October 12th, 2018. Senator Monta.
I move to approve the minutes from October 12th, 2018, giving unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Moving into agenda item five, reports. Secretary of the Senate. Speaker Pro Tem 4, Senator Hughes. So we're kind of wrapping up this semester of the legislative internship program. Next week, I decided to go over campaigns, how to run a campaign. That way it's not moving into the second semester, because I think that would be a conflict of interest if they are learning how to campaign at the same time that they are campaigning. So we'll be going over campaigns next week, and then from there, they will be presenting the legislation that they are writing to the entirety of the internship program. And then next semester, we did decide to carry the internship over to the second semester. So that will include information like leadership characteristics and just basically how to be a leader in your everyday life. That's all. Are there any questions? Moving into agenda item C, Chair for Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
So we had a meeting today. The only big thing on the agenda was a piece of legislation that was in opposition to the newly proposed Latin honors criteria. We decided to move it to next week's meeting and push it to the next Senate meeting, not this Wednesday, but the following, because just there's like a lot of like amendments that we want to make to it, add a couple things, strike a few things, so that won't be for another couple weeks. And we discussed a few of the projects that we're working on. Free printing is actually coming along pretty well. IT has been meeting with me, Dr. Beatty, and a couple other people, just figuring out legal like terms for the sample contract that we got from the free printing company. And so if all goes well, we should be having it or putting in a work order pretty soon. And then from there, they just have to install the software onto the computers on campus, and then marketing for showing students like how to use free printing. And that's pretty much it. And then a new project that potentially we'll start working on is speed reading and comprehension, like workshops. That one's fairly new. I just had a phone conference the other day with the people who put on those workshops, so that one's just getting started. But other than that, nothing else.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 5D, Chair for Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Grant.
Yeah, we met today to do the financial reviews on that. We saw a piece of legislation regarding official rollover numbers coming back in. So with that, we had some numbers going back into a few of the accounts. So let's get for them. And so yeah, we got a few more financial reviews to finish off the semester. That's all I got.
Are there any questions? All right, moving into agenda item 5E, Chair for Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator File. She's out.
Hi guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can, okay. Sorry, I'm in the car now, so if service is spotty, just let me know. But really quick, we had a meeting today. We discussed November Civic Engagement event. Senator McKinney and I are working on related to making food banks
Senator Mata?
Senator File, I did have an idea for a December community project that we can do, but I don't have time to go to the meeting, and I don't have anyone else to go to the meeting for me to bring it up.
That's totally fine. If you could just email me all that information, I'll bring it to my committee, then we can also like ask more questions about it, too.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? All right, thank you. All right, Chair for Committee on Government Operations, Senator McKinney.
So we have a meeting next Wednesday, continuing doc reviews with Attorney General Moore. Also on the agenda for today for oversight is a Senate bill to potentially amend the Constitution to eliminate gender pronouns. This is coming out really early because there's a strict timeline we have to follow. We have to send it to legal and everything like that. But other than that, that's what the Committee on Government Operations is doing right now.
Are there any questions? All right, Chair for Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Alvarez.
So we're basically transitioning into bill draft requests, really trying to track those and make sure that we're on top of those. I had a discussion with Director Roll and some of my members from Committee on Public Affairs about just some logistical issues between legislative affairs and public affairs, just really trying to figure out what kind of content they're going to give us so we can further output resolutions and legislation. And so now we're in discussion of integrating a Reno College Council with the City of Reno, which I believe will be seen very soon. I'm working on getting more information on that from Director Moral. And then other than that, Veterans Luncheon this upcoming Thursday. I just found out that we may have representatives from Senator Corcho's master staff, and depending on what happens Tuesday, also Senator Heller's staff in attendance. So, yeah.
Are there any questions? Senator Mata?
Did you email her about asking the interns? Mm-hmm. Okay, no. I take back my comment? What is it? Retract my comment.
Chair for Committee on Oversight, Speaker Martinez, I do have a report from him. Oh my goodness. Going back into agenda item 5H, Chair for Committee on University Affairs, Senator Mata.
Hey guys, I'm back. I know I've been absent for a little bit, but we're good. I'm back. Everything's rolling. A couple things. A lot of people had questions about the campus safety walk because like they heard that it happened afterwards, so they couldn't bring anything to us while it was happening kind of thing, and it just mainly has to do with lights and crosswalks and actually stuff that we had already seen. So if you had people that like are wondering about what came out of the campus safety walk, facilities actually sent out a report, like they have an official report that they sent out of everything that they noticed, everything that they fixed, and when it should be fixed by. So if you like have anybody that has any questions, tell them to email me and I'll email that to them. Other than that, Senator Green brought up to me that I think it was either UNR or just the City of Reno in general, is creating a new master plan, so like what they want to build on and what they want to look forward to. And he wanted to focus on just sustainability and having something specific for UNR to do that, to work towards sustainability that him and Director Jickling are working on. And we actually came up with the idea of just making it an event for anything. So just like everybody comes, like we invite the whole school and everybody can just come and say like, this is what I want to hear. And then we just tell them what we can do.
Are there any questions? So going off of that, Provost Carmen is actually going to come into Senate at some point and get all of our feedback on what should be included in next year's master plan and strategic plan. And so that would be really good information to share with him. So maybe if we could get that event done before he comes in so that we can provide that feedback, that'd be beneficial. All right, now moving into Chair for Committee on Oversight, Speaker Martinez. Hello, Oversight. Just wanted to let you know, as far as right now, we have a major event coming up on November 7th that we need all of you to push forward. It will be in the Joe Ballrooms, and we want as much student feedback as possible. It will be on campus safety. Please talk to clubs, club leaders, students, friends, etc. We want this to be a moment for students to voice their opinions. An email should be sent out either today or tomorrow to the student listserv. Thank you all for everything. Best, Speaker Martinez. Is there any questions on that or town hall? Senator Mata.
Can you see the time again?
5:30. It'll be in place of Senate. Are there any further questions on Town Hall? Okay. Moving into agenda item 6, or agenda item 7, new business, discussion of elections data. We have President Jackson.
Hello. Okay, so this is kind of a joint effort between myself and Senator Hughes, but obviously you've seen from that elections data presentation that Dr. Beatty gave that one of the questions that we asked this year were what are the different barriers that people saw in running for office, and even though it didn't have a large percentage, there were still at least 40 students that indicated that the financial barrier, meaning the price cap to you know, spending money for campaigning and everything, was a barrier for them or why they didn't file a run. If we had 41 students run, how much better would our elections be? So I really want to, and Senator Hughes too, want to kind of brainstorm ways that we can remedy this issue. We've got a bunch of different proposals, all of which have really good parts to them and kind of downfalls. So my question to you all would be, we have the data that shows what's really important, getting students out to vote and getting them to run for office, but I guess starting at this committee, trying to get some ideas so we can come up with some concrete proposals that then we can tweak, but I think it'll get a little messy if we take it to the entire Senate and we just say, okay, like, let's create this thing, and because no one's ever going to be 100% happy with any solution. So if any of you have been thinking about different components that you think would change, like, go ahead and shout them out, but Savannah can go over some of the proposals that we thought of. And again, this is just to kind of get information about what's the most important parts of all of these and be able to factor that into a proposal to change it.
Yeah, so I can just touch on some of the things that we've discussed. Based on the elections data, as much as some people may not be in favor of the big boards that we use, those are effective in getting the word out that there are elections. So with that in mind, we both kind of had in mind a way to remedy the sustainability issue, the financial issue in one, as far as the boards go. So an idea that we came up with was, if instead of people throwing their boards away, like, you know how you have to have them taken down at a certain time, and generally it's right before we go to spring break or whatever, if instead we offered like a service to the students who are running, where we would go and pick their boards up, they might we might charge a fee, like $10 for us to pick their boards up, but then we would keep the boards, and then people could have them for the next election, just repaint over them. That way they don't have to spend money on boards, which will kind of decrease the financial barrier, but also it'll decrease the amount of boards that we're using, which kind of solves the sustainability issue with the boards. So that's just one of the ideas that we had. One of the drawbacks of that is where we would keep all the boards. So if you guys just, I'll kind of open it up for discussion if anybody has any ideas. Senator Collins?
I know for my work, I work downtown, like the orthopedic clinic. In the past, like, we've done, I don't remember if it was Home Depot or Lowe's, but we've gotten boards, not for making, like, the campaign boards, but like for building things with them, and they've like donated boards to our company, so I don't know if they'd be willing to do that, but that's something to consider.
Senator McKinney?
My personal opinion for like reusing the boards, I know they get like really like torn up through the weather and like water washed and everything with the snow and everything. An idea maybe to allocate funds to potential people running, maybe decrease the salary of senators. I feel like that we do get paid a good amount. I believe chairs do a lot of work, and they do the work that they get paid to do, but general senators, I feel like if we go off the justices and the associate justices pay scale for general senators, I feel like that would save like $27,000, which could be used for people running.
Senator Mata?
I think that it's a great idea. You said that we can like charge them $10. I don't think we necessarily need to do that. I think they'll just give it to us, because most of the time I just, like, people don't even put in the effort to take them down. I say most of the time. I was only here for one election. But I don't know. I'm always iffy about handing out ASUN money because then there has to be a process to give it out. And that's basically saying you're not good enough to run for office. So I'm always, it's not like, it could be a personal preference, but I'm iffy about handing out money, like ASUN money.
I'd have to agree with her on that. I see a weird ethical issue in giving candidates money from an organization that they're running for. To me, that sounds like the U.S. government providing a candidate money to run their election. I feel like that could get fishy on our part. So.
Yeah, so one of the ideas, as far as what I said, charge them to take their boards. So, like, obviously we would be providing a service because it is a hassle to go back. Like, generally there's snow on the ground and you have to pick those boards up. Then that money could be used by us at the next election to purchase more boards. So, as Senator McKinney said, oftentimes the snow and everything, then they break. So that money could be used to provide more boards in the future. And that could be marketed in any way, like instead of saying, if you can't afford boards, maybe saying, if you live at the dorms and don't have a vehicle to go get boards, feel free to come pick some up at ASUN. So it's not necessarily like, oh wow, you can't afford them. It's more like an accommodation in a way, if that answers your question. Like, clarifies. Senator Malta.
What I was saying in response to handing out money was in response to what Senator McKinney said. But also, if we do charge them, I understand why we're charging them. If we decide to, I feel like they're less inclined to do it then. Because then it's like, oh, why am I going to spend money when I can just go get it myself? But if we do want to do a fee, it would have to be something less than $10, I think.
Senator McKinney.
So if we do this idea and we take their boards and we save them for the next year and we buy whatever extra boards with the $10 that they pay us with, if we run out of boards for candidates, what are we going to do at that point? Because that leaves an unfair advantage to the candidates that we are giving boards to if we have, like, excess people wanting to run.
President Jackson.
I think getting them donated is a good idea. Or at, like, $12 a piece. I mean, if it becomes that much of an issue. It's not like we're handing out money to people, we're buying the resources, just like we provide any other resource to students on campus.
Senator File, did you have a comment?
Yeah, Senator, can you explain more why you don't want to charge people $10? I don't really understand that.
Senator Mata?
My just argument is if I had a board out and I said, if you give me $10, I'll take it down for you, I would just say no and take it down myself, because $10 is a lot of money. So if we do want to, it's not like a lot of money, but it's a lot of money. If we do want to charge them, I would suggest doing something else, something less.
Well, I think that's up to the person running then, right? Like, if they don't want to pay the $10, they don't have to, but that would help. I don't know. I'm in favor of it.
So the initial reasoning behind that was because last election season, the majority of infractions that the Attorney General filed were because people picked their boards up late, because people don't want to go pick up their boards. It's a hassle for them to dispose of them. It's a hassle. Like, it's cold outside. They just don't want to do it. And they charge $35, I believe. When you don't pick up your boards, President Jackson.
But another option, instead of having to pay up front, is you would have it be taken out of your campaign deposit, and that money would be used towards buying the boards.
Yeah. So what my initial thought was, like, instead of them being charged $35 for not picking it up, they could pay $10, which is saving them $25, for us to pick them up for them. If that clarifies. Senator Malta.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
I'm more with that now.
Yeah. Sorry, I was a little vague. Senator Grant?
For as far as, like, the actual service of picking up the boards, do we have an idea of who is kind of in charge of that?
President Jackson?
In the past, during BLF, we had, like, a bunch of boards and facilities. We had to pay them, but facilities picked them up. So I think a big problem has been with facilities over the last year.
big board. There's been a lot of boards that have to do stuff to the grounds and move them and everything. So if we kind of had a better relationship with them in that way, I think it might be successful. But at the same time, I haven't talked to any of them about this idea, so I don't know. It's more of, this is like more on the ideation stage. So yes, we want to hear your concerns, but more so we want to hear your ideas of better ways you think that it could be proposed.
Senator Alvarez.
I understand the importance of boards being like cheering around elections and really being like a marketable type of being marketable to students. The one issue that I think of when it comes to monetary value of the boards is time. And if I'm a first generation student who is working probably a part-time or full-time job on top of trying to run for another campaign, which one am I going to choose over that? Because it does take time to really make those boards, and I know from firsthand experience the difficulty behind that. And so I have an issue with maintaining the boards overall, because it really kind of disenfranchises first-generation students who are trying to also pay off for jobs themselves, and especially if they're low-income.
Senator Monta.
I do think that we should move on to other ideas, but in through the chair to Senator Alvarez, I think you are correct, unfortunately, but this kind of idea that Senator Hughes brought up of like trying to figuring out how to also get them boards, I feel is the best solution to that, because we don't want to take the boards away because it shows that elections are happening in the first place, and but in the place that people can see. And we don't want to limit others who... I know it's like a very weird argument, but we can't make it too hard to get the boards out because they're so important to even just spreading the word about the election in general.
Senator Alvarez?
Through Speaker Pro Tem Hughes to Senator Monta, I think the one, like I fully understand, I think if we recycle boards, though, it comes with the paradox of, like, what Senator McKinney was saying, that some of them we can maybe ward, if we even get donations, like who comes priority to getting a donated board to even, like, having a reusable board? Does that make sense? And so then we face that paradox as well of, like, even having boards. And so I'm not entirely sure how that could be solved, and I'm just, like, being a little bit of a devil's advocate in terms of that. But how can we ensure that someone who's first generation and low income receives a board and it doesn't feel like they're being discriminated against or like something along those lines if they receive a reusable board instead of a donated board by Home Depot?
So I'll now open it up to any additional ideas on how we can solve these issues. If you have any like constructive ideas that are different than that or additional problems that you see, now would be a good time to like throw that out there. Another service like we thought of offering was utilizing the ASUN vehicles because a lot of the people who run are freshmen or don't have vehicles like a truck to transport them. So if we just did a few people that we could take them to Home Depot, they could purchase the boards themselves if they had the means to, and then we could deliver those boards within like a 1 mile radius of the university or something of that nature so that we would limit that barrier, because I know firsthand that was a barrier for myself. Senator Monta.
Yeah, that was a huge barrier for me. I had to ask a friend of a friend of a friend to take me to Home Depot kind of thing. So I think just getting them there is like a very good step forward.
Senator McKinney?
Also, I believe this conversation is really important. I believe that we're not going to make this huge change in 1 year. We're not going to get it perfect. It's not going to be like, oh, we're changing everything, it's perfect. We have to try baby steps and everything like that. So I believe like seeing those donated boards or maybe trying the $10 reusable fee and doing those things with ASUN trucks are all good stepping stones that we could try with this first election. And then if we see what worked, what happened, critiques, positives, go to the next election with an opener mindset and try to change and tweak a few things. I think this is like a 5-year kind of thing, not a 1-year thing that we might be thinking of as.
President Jackson?
I think, I was going to say you're correct, but I can't remember which part of what you said. I was going to say that you're correct, but I really like something that you said. What I was going to say, though, is that the purpose of this meeting, and I think that we've had some really great discussion points, it's not to critique and go, fully into, like, picking apart all these parts of this proposal, but it's figuring out what are the things that we really value about elections and the campaigning process, and using those values, we can create the best proposal possible. So what I'm hearing right now is, you know, we do value the signs. We think that they're effective. We value the fact that we want it to be affordable and an equal playing field for people regardless of their financial situation. Are there any other things that we really value and want to make sure we prioritize when changing things?
Senator File, did you have a comment?
That's a great idea. I also had another idea. I did some of my best campaigning at the one event, the Coffee with Constituents. That was great. It wasn't a lot of people, but the people that did come, it was just like I had genuinely good conversations, and it was just like it was really helpful, and it also is sprouted some of the best ideas that I had for like when I am in Senate. So I think we need more one-on-one time with constituents as best as we can do it.
President Jackson?
Senator Mata and Senator File both, I think you bring up really great ideas. Please reach out to James and the new chair of elections, Daniel Little, with those so they can hopefully incorporate those. Because I agree with you, that's something very needed. And our data shows that one-on-one personal interactions are really effective for people voting too. So if we can create more of those opportunities, I think we'd have a lot of success with that.
Senator Mata.
Another thing is us who are already elected as senators, even if we're re-campaigning, should do more things to get people to vote. So like we should be going out, not campaigning for anyone, not advocating for anyone, just say like why it's important to vote, even in ASUN elections.
Is there any further discussion on this topic? All right, well, thank you guys. That gives us a lot of good insight. So I'll now move into agenda item 7C, Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the Constitution to eliminate all gender pronouns. We will hear from the author, Senator McKinney.
Awesome, so.
You have to see the
Point. I'm seeking a motion to.
You can hear him present first. Or did you make a motion?
Awesome, we're good here. Cool. Basically, this is a Senate bill to amend all the gender pronouns in the Constitution of ASUN. Within the whereas clauses, it's just something that the University Office of Diversity Initiatives said, that the Office of Diversity Initiatives represents the university's commitment to realize and sustain the diverse, inclusive, and welcoming environment for all. The rest are just facts. And other legality issues, legality reasons from other states and other things that are also making this push. And the be an enacted clause are just a question that will be sent to legal team to see if they agree with the question and it doesn't persuade people either way to answer the question. And this is basically the first step in a long list of steps, and this one will be after, if we do favorably recommend this, then it will be sent to legal team to look over it as well.
All right, I'm now seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the Constitution to eliminate all gender pronouns. Senator Mata.
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the Constitution to eliminate all gender pronouns.
I'm seeking a second. Senator McKinney?
Second.
All right. I will now open it up for discussion. Okay. Is there any discussion? Senator Malta.
I move to amend lines 4 and 5 on the first page to say, whereas gender pronouns are non-inclusive and leave out students, faculty, and community members who are minorities.
Is there a second? Senator Grant?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Senator Monta?
This is just to say, like, non-binary students aren't the only ones who have different pronouns. There's a lot of genders, basically. And then also just feeling excluded from the community as a whole is kind of just weird to me. It's just easier to summarize it as minority.
All right, is there any further discussion on the amendment? I will now move into a vote. All those in favor of the amendment, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? All right, the amendment passes. Is there any, we'll now be moving back into discussion on the legislation. Is there any discussion at this time? Senator Malta?
Through the chair to Senator McKinney, on the second page, the first three lines, when you're quoting the American Bar Association about masculine terminology, do they only use he pronouns in the Constitution?
Well, this just showed it was like a stepping stone from, it was like he, and now they started transitioning to feminine, and now they're starting to transition to non-gender pronouns. So this was just like another, this is just a fact that they stated, showing that this could even go on to like transgender people and everything like that, just showing that with the terminology, it does skew perception on who should seek and hold these certain positions. So that's why we shouldn't have that skewed in the Constitution.
Is there any further discussion? All right, I will now move into a vote. All those who favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the Constitution to eliminate all gender pronouns, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? All right, the Senate Bill will be favorably approved. Recommended. Now moving into agenda item 8. Is there any public comment at this time? Senator Monta?
I talked with Senator McKinney about this briefly, but like Senator Alvarez said, we had the Committee on Public Affairs had a discussion with the director today because the director of legislative affairs, because we were just not sure about how our relationship worked, mainly because the jobs of the committees aren't defined well in the SAS. So I was wondering if we should move forward to try to get the definitions of the committees that it can still be vague because it's up to the discretion of the chair, and we can put that in there, but the definitions of the committees in the SAS.
Senator McKinney.
So yeah, I saw your text today. Sorry, I've been really sick. But basically, I wanted to go over with James because they are defined really well in the rules of the Senate. So I wanted to make sure that we're not doubling up and stating the same thing twice in two different documents, because it is a Senate committee position. It's not like it's in the rules of the Senate. It's defined somewhere in our governing documents. So I'll go with Attorney General Moore and James, and I'll see if that is needed to go over to the SAS. If the Department of Legislative Affairs has like a question about how the Committee on Public Affairs has their relationship between them two, it is stated within the rules of the Senate. So if they want to look at that, then it's another governing document.
Senator Alvarez?
I think the most interesting part about public affairs and legislative affairs is that we are the only committee that really works hard, like closely with a specific department outside of Senate. And so I was thinking about this today. I think like it's up to the discretion of both the chair and then the director of legislative affairs on whether or not they want to have a relationship. And so, or like even like they will correlate and work with one another, but like Director Worrell and I have a really close relationship because we've been working so closely with one another since she's been appointed. And we've known each other previously before our position. So I think in the past, the relationship has varied significantly. So I think also kind of limiting it in the rules of Senate or the SAS or whatever would be a little difficult.
Senator McKinney.
If that's the case, then we can make a binding resolution to update the rules of the Senate to ensure that the Committee Chair on Public Affairs works hand-in-hand with the Director of Legislative Affairs. We can also edit the SAS to ensure that they're both covered in both their job duties instead of transitioning all committee chairs over to the SAS for this reason.
Senator Albert, or Monta.
I didn't know that it was in the rules of the Senate. I had been looking for the definition of the SAS. So that does clear up a lot, but that is a good idea in my opinion.
Is there any further public comment on that? All right, I just wanted to press upon everyone the importance of the town hall this week, or next week. I do have the drafted email that was just sent to Vice President Shannon Ellis, so that will be being sent out very soon. Within the email, it talks about what will be up for discussion in the town hall, so that will be anti-Semitic acts, past experiences of racism and prejudice on campus, ADA accessibility, sexual harassment, and then as a community, what steps we can take moving forward. So I'd really, and on behalf of Speaker Martinez, it would be really important if you guys could get this out to any clubs that you're involved in, ensure that all of your committee members are reaching out to everyone they can, because we really want this to be a big turnout. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or Speaker Martinez on that. But that's all. Does anybody have any further public comment? Seeing none, I'll now move into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn.